on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Hey, I want to thank Tayshaun for engineering yesterday's show and today's show. I was just talking about yesterday's show, which, by the way, if you missed it, we were talking with the Great Commission Alliance about training that's coming up to reach the LGBTQ plus community. And we'd encourage you to go to their website at greatcommissionalliance.org/training actually, it's on their events page, but regardless, go and find out more about the training that they have coming up at their training center where Gerard meets Gerard, just south of Indian School. If you know, you know, right? But it's actually greatcommissionalliance.org/events, and you'll see information on that training. Okay, so hope you gained some good insight from learning more about brave parenting in the first half of today's show. In the second half of the show, we welcome Jody Hendricks onto the broadcast with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Before we get there, we had Jody on not so long ago to talk about a book that she released. Remind me the title.
Hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be.
And it comes up because Jody's, you know, she's doing book traveling stuff. You're like a star now. News is that you're working on a new project.
Yes. Book number two should be ready for publishing here pretty soon.
Okay. Any tease on what the content or title or?
Yes. Anything? It is actually the second book in the Bible study series. So okay. Hashtag No Filter kicked off the series. And the second one is Hashtag Thrive. And it is Discovering a Covenant Path to a Thriving Heart.
Nice. Okay. And for those, well, you mentioned the full title of the first one. Okay. So when that is released or pre-released, whatever, I would love to hear more about it. We'll have to spend some more time walking through the details of the second part of that Bible study.
Yes, absolutely.
And I remember from the first conversation, although, you know, to see the book and hear the title of the first one, a lot of guys may go, oh, that's a girl's book. But the truth is, you had some guys read through it that were able to gain some things that they could apply in their own lives as well.
So, absolutely.
Looking forward to hearing more.
Wonderful.
Congrats.
I'm excited. Thank you.
I did not know that. Man, you are a busy lady. For those not familiar with New Mexico Family Action Movement.org, it's nmfam.org. Fill them in.
Yeah, we are a faith-based nonprofit policy group. So what we do is we advocate for biblical values in policy in Santa Fe. So we're working with legislators. We're working to make sure that our biblical values are represented and protected in law in New Mexico. But outside of the legislative session, while we're working on building policy, we're also providing great resources for the family to know how to vote their biblical values, to know what is going on in their communities and in the law, and specifically parents as well, how to know what to be looking for in their kids' schools and as they try to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Now, as you and me were talking off the air prior to coming on, you know, often we sit here and kind of go over, you know, what might we talk about today, which there's always something to talk about.
Oh, yes, always.
And you actually brought to light news, sad, horrific news that I was not aware of. And I'll let you share that. But before you do, we're going to connect it with some of the things that, and actually, why don't we start there? Some of the legislation that did not pass. That, you know, we weren't pleased to see not pass. And then we'll connect it to this news story.
Yeah. Well, there were so many good bills that we really tried to get through this session. And of course, in the current climate of our legislature, it's very difficult to see any type of policy move that reflects, you know, traditional family values, biblical values. So while there's a list, I won't bore you with the entire list, but we had several good pieces of legislation that didn't pass, specifically that we're seeing right now could have really been a help in current situations. We saw two different bills for our safe haven baby boxes, one in the House, one in the Senate.
Which I mean, we can assume what that means, but go into a little more detail about what that means.
The Safe Haven baby boxes are something that are, it's a box that is installed in maybe a fire department or a hospital. We have several around the state already. And those babies are meant to be a safe haven, just like they're called, for parents who have decided that they cannot raise their child, their little baby, within the first 90 days of that child being born. A parent can surrender their child to that box. The box itself is climate controlled. It's got an alarm on it. So it opens on one side, the outside, where a parent can open that box that's in the wall, place their child in it, and close the box. And immediately the person who is monitoring that box is alerted to the fact that there has been an infant surrendered to the box. So that person can then go and retrieve the infant and make sure that that infant has the care that they need. They end up being able to place that infant in a foster home immediately to make sure that that baby has a chance at life.
Yeah.
The alternative being parents who feel that they cannot take care of their child end up maybe abandoning their child or neglecting their child to the point where the child is not safe, to the point where we have seen the tragedies that we've seen in New Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, you say abandon. It's as difficult it's to discard.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see this news story. What you're aware of, can you share?
Just yesterday, there was a news story that broke about another baby being found in a dumpster here in Albuquerque. And unfortunately, unlike the situation in Hobbs where that baby was still alive and we were able to save that baby, this baby found in Albuquerque was already dead.
Yeah. To be honest with you, as I always try to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
With how prolific abortion is in this state, in this mm-hmm. city,
mm-hmm.
I was just at the Care Net Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque dinner last night. So this is no surprise to me, just knowing what happens here daily in mm-hmm. Albuquerque. But this is, I mean, that represents, I hate to say it,
mm-hmm.
but that represents. And if you haven't already, now listen, when we have our nonprofits on the air, I like to encourage you to prayerfully consider supporting them. They don't get money from the federal government, state government in this case. Organizations like nmfam.org, New Mexico Family Action Movement, but carenetabq.com. And they are working to provide an alternative. You know, the baby box bill or whatever it was may not have passed, but CareNet's here
mm-hmm.
and they're ready to help. So that's a resource that you can reach or someone in your sphere of influence can reach out to. But back to the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was just one part of legislation. There was another bill you mentioned.
Yeah. So the thing with the baby boxes, so we already have baby boxes around the state, but this particular legislation that we were trying to pass this last session established more protections for the parents surrendering.
Okay. So right now, the way it is, if they use a baby box,
mm-hmm.
what rights are, what's the difference between what the way it is now and the way we were trying to head towards?
Yes, good question, because that is the difference with these bills. So right now, the way the law of the land sits is when an infant is surrendered to one of these boxes, it immediately opens up an investigation into the parents
okay.
of that infant.
Okay.
That makes parents scared to surrender their infant because they don't want to be investigated. They don't want to get in trouble. These new bills, what it would have done is it stops that investigation from happening into the parents. They do the investigation to the point that they need to make sure that they have the information on that child that is necessary to maintain that child's health, safety, future, that kind of thing. But the parent no longer, with the new bills, the parents would no longer have had any fear of repercussions, no fear of prosecution. If you surrender your child, you're not going to get in trouble. Because let's face it, at this point in the process, if a parent is actually at the point of saying, I cannot care for this child, and it's either the difference of surrendering it to a baby box or throwing it in a dumpster, well, guess what? We would much rather have that baby in a baby box and give that baby a chance at life. I'm not worried about prosecuting the parent for surrendering the child. If the parent has things in their history that there's going to be prosecution for or worthy of, that'll come out in another way, somehow else down the road. This situation with the baby box and surrendering that child is not the situation.
Yeah, it makes the baby primary.
Yes, yes. And so that's what this legislation would have done, was say, okay, parents, no more fear of what could come for you if you surrender your child to this baby box. But in addition to that, we had one more bill that I just think is absolutely great. Of course, New Mexico FAM is the one who has initiated it. We had Representative Jennifer Jones who sponsored it for us this last legislative session.
I have a question just because I'm curious. Is that the chef Jennifer Jones? There was a local restaurant tour.
No.
Okay.
Representative Jennifer Jones is actually a retired nurse.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So this was our Emma bill.
Well, I appreciate her service in both places.
Yes.
I will tell you.
Yes. So our Emma bill stands for Every Mother Matters Act. And what the Emma bill would have done is opened up an entire program where women are provided resources from the time they get pregnant to the child up to 2 years old. Uh-huh. So even after the child is born, the women are given all of the resources that is available in the state. There are so many great programs that they don't even realize are available to them. There are so many options for
help. If you have legislators that will vote for it.
Exactly. And the problem we saw with the Emma bill this time is that they sent it to a committee where that committee chair refused to hear the bill. She refused to even talk about it. She didn't even put it on the schedule to be able to consider as a possibility for New Mexico moms. And that is heartbreaking, because then you look at the situations like we have with this tragedy in Albuquerque, and you see this type of legislation is meant to help prevent these types of things.
Yeah,
now, humans are still humans, right?
I would say another tragedy in Albuquerque.
Yes.
It just, I mean, it's got to stop.
It does.
It's got to stop. And the way for it to stop is to be, you know, and this goes back to conversations we've had about involvement. And I don't do politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not political. That's
right.
Not political.
Absolutely.
To stand for those who don't have a voice, to stand for themselves and cannot defend themselves.
Yeah.
It is our obligation.
Yes.
And listen, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. I pray that the Spirit will speak to you in matters like this. I pray that if you're not registered, that you will go register to vote. And then when Election Day comes, you will go vote. And be a part of making change real. Now, listen, the only way real change can happen in New Mexico is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to make that clear. However, there's, think of, I hope this is applicable. When Jesus healed people, there was always an action with it.
Mm.
Go and, washed the mud from your eyes. There was an action that went with it, and we need to act in faith.
That's right.
And put people in places that can make decisions representing us to make this a community that's God honoring. I'm gonna stop. I'm getting off my.
It's passionate.
Yeah.
It's so important for people to understand.
Yeah, it can get real easy. I tell you, and I'm not going to go. Actually, the speaker that was last night, we'll try to get him on the air. It was intense, but it was truth. Mm-hmm. It was all these things we do need to address, and we need to represent. We need even though you may not be in the roundhouse or in City Hall or whatever, we do need to be ambassadors for Christ and play our part in these things. Mm-hmm. Our guest today is Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. I go to nmfam.org. And Jody, can you stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
There's some other stuff coming up. I want to rehash some of the initiative you mentioned not long ago, mm-hmm. and a new initiative that we want to let people know about that through the New Mexico Family Action Movement. We'll be back with more after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, if you came back through the break, I'm so glad you did. And we love that you're tuned in. We love that, you have ears open to listen to thoughts on some of the things that we deal with here in New Mexico. Now, listen, let's go to a lighter subject. New Mexico Family Action Movement is hard at work. And recently at the Roundhouse, pastors and other community leaders, I was there. I don't know, what label I had, but I was there. We listened to the CAN initiative from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And for those who may not have heard when we talked about that, Jody, if you bring them up to speed.
Yes, our CAN initiative, we launched in January of this year. And what it is the Christian Action Network. And it is specifically focused for pastors and church leaders. And like you said, community leaders. Maybe you're not an actual leader in your church, but you have a group of people that you have influence over, we want to connect with you. One of the ways we believe that we will see the change we want to see in New Mexico is by the people of God standing up and standing firm. But in order for them to do that, they have to understand what's going on in our state, and they need information. They need information that comes from a biblical worldview. And so our CAN initiative, our Christian Action Network, is meant to create the network of pastors, church leaders, community leaders, to connect them with real, relevant information of how our biblical values are affected here in New Mexico, how it will affect our families, how it will affect our churches. And then once we provide that information, we give you the ability to then say, okay, these are the ways you can use that information. Now, it is not our job to tell the pastors what to do. They are the ones God has put in authority over their churches. And we want to support them in the role that they have by providing this type of information. We're also providing curriculums to them. Maybe they think, my church doesn't really do a whole lot of political standing. We don't really get involved in elections or talk about it, but maybe we need to. Well, we have some great curriculum to help you introduce these ideas from a biblical worldview. Everything is scriptural so that you can introduce it to your body of Christ and guide them and teach them how to live out their biblical values as a citizen of New Mexico.
Well, let me make it easy for you to find the information on the CAN initiative. Go to nmfam.org, and right on the home page, go all the way to the right of the menus that are available at the top. Under More, there's a drop down. Join the CAN. And if you click on that, you'll get a lot of the information that Jody covered, including that key verse. I think this is one you read, right?
In Micah?
Yeah, Micah 6:8.
Yep.
He has told you, O man, what is good? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? And now listen, since you're on the website and you're going all the way down to the More tab and the drop-down menu, there you go. There's the new initiative.
Yes, it's brand new.
And Protect Our Kids. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, obviously in New Mexico, we have a lot of things that are really just geared toward breaking up the family, unfortunately, causing wedges between parents and kids.
I saw something. It was Frank Turek when he was here. And he was showing some of the foundations of the BLM movement. Mm-hmm. And they weren't, it wasn't like they were hiding it. To destroy the nuclear family.
Yes.
They see it as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having something contrary to combat that. And yes, that's exactly where we should be in a loving way. And that's what you guys, you do such a great job of. And I interrupted you, so please go on.
Yeah, of course. So the Protect Our Kids is really geared towards parents, grandparents, or if you have children in your life that you're responsible for, you care about, this is going to be something that you want to get connected with, because there's so much happening in New Mexico that a lot of times when we talk about some of the laws that we have in place or some of the things that are actually happening in our public schools, parents just think that is just outrageous. I can't believe it. It's too outrageous for me to believe that it's actually happening. Maybe somewhere in our country, but not in New Mexico. But what we are doing through the Protect Our Kids initiative is we are providing real information for parents to say, this is what is happening in your school. This is the law that is in place. These are the rights that your parent or that your teachers have and your school staff has and the school counselors have. This is what's going on. But what we do is we bring it back to the parent to say, this is the right that you have, and this is how you enforce that right in your child's school. These are the things that you need to be aware of, to look for, because guess what? You know, a lot of these things that a parent might go to a school and say, oh, well, do you have litter boxes for, you know, the kids who identify as furries to use? They're not going to just be like, oh, yes, let me walk you to them. They're going to be deceptive. You know, talk about gender support plans. Well, does my child have a gender support plan on file? Oh, no, of course not, because they're instructed to never share that with the parent. But you have rights as a parent. So you need to know what you're looking for. You need to know how to engage with your child's school. We give great ideas for conversations you can have with your child at home to raise them in the world that we're living in. Because bottom line, we believe the government should not be the parent. The parents are the parent. God has given you as the parent the right, the responsibility to raise your child and to determine their upbringing in a way that honors your family values and beliefs. And therefore, you as the parent are the one that should be making all of these decisions. There's been too much of parents saying, I don't know. I don't know how to go about this. I don't know what to do. We're changing that. And we're giving you everything you need. Continued information coming out, real-time information, policy and how it's affecting what's actually happening in our schools and the proof that we have to show that it's happening, how you can get involved to make a difference for your child's future.
Well, and a reminder that the New Mexico Family Action Movement at nmfam.org, who Jody represents, is a nonprofit, and on the website, along with the other drop-down menus I mentioned, right at the top, about in the middle, there's a donate button if you're led to support the work they're doing financially. I also wanted to say this. Protecting kids isn't new to the New Mexico Family Action Movement. If you go to their Action Center and scroll down, and right, you know, there's several menus you can jump to. One of them is Protect Our Kids legislation, which you know, have done over and over again. And now I understand this is part of past legislation, but I'm glad it's still there, because the listener can go and see. I'm just going to read some of the titles. Detransitioners Protection Act, Protect Parental Rights, Stop Comprehensive Human Sexuality Education, Protect Our Kids by Supporting the Born Alive Bill, Protect Our Kids in Public Libraries, which in this, you're hearing enough, because we've talked about a lot of these topics on the air. Protect Our Kids from Hormone Therapy and Puberty Blockers, and on and on and on. So they're hard at work doing this. Jody, thank you, and thank you for, to the rest of the team. I know you're a main player, but I know there's support.
I do have a wonderful team.
and I want to thank them and for those who've come alongside New Mexico Family Action Movement and other organizations like this that are having a voice for the families and for supporting values that are important to us as Christians. Jody, let's do this again next month.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about your new book.
Yes, sounds good.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.